Something rare happened in Gaza, the first major demonstration against Hamas since Israel's war in Gaza began. As NPR's Daniel Estrin reports, the protests may grow.
Crowds marched down a street chanting, "Hamas are terrorists." They chanted, "Out, out, out, Hamas get out." A man held a sign in English, "Stop war." Another held a stick with a white flag. Activists in Gaza posted these videos online. Protesters chanted, "Where is the media?" Eyewitnesses say hundreds swelled to thousands as an anti-war protest turned into a march against Hamas. Protesters who spoke to NPR requested we say their first names only so they could speak freely. Ibrahim said, "Hamas is not taking us into account. It has 2 million people in Gaza who need to live." He called on Hamas to release the Israeli hostages it captured on October 7, 2023. Last week, Israel broke a ceasefire with the Palestinian militant group, demanding it release more hostages. Israel is blocking food into Gaza and has resumed deadly airstrikes, ordering civilians to evacuate northern Gaza, which is where the protest broke out, in the city of Beit Lahia. Mohammed told NPR, "There are no more safe places to flee to, so people spontaneously went to the streets and demanded the fall of Hamas." The Islamist group has not tolerated dissent in Gaza over the years. It quashed a rare protest in 2019 against living conditions. During the current war, Palestinians have spoken more openly, accusing Hamas of not protecting them. Israeli airstrikes have killed more than 50,000 people, nearly half of them women and children, according to Gaza health officials. Hamas did not break up Tuesday's protest or make arrests or comment on the protest. It's gone into hiding, with new Israeli strikes targeting Hamas leaders. Akram Atallah, a political analyst in London, originally from Gaza, said Hamas has been weakened in the war. He says Hamas is not capable of fighting Israel, imposing calm, conducting a prisoner exchange, or providing basic necessities, so people started looking for possible sources of strength within themselves. One man led a chant, "Yes to peace, no to tyranny." He didn't name Hamas, but he said, "We decide who rules here." Another smaller protest erupted in a different city in Gaza. More protests against Hamas are called for today. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.